A discussion now for the next few minutes, a seasonal discussion of what charity and generosity means this time of year, whether you tithe your income for religious or moral or social commitment reasons, or make sure that your family volunteers this time of year. Generosity during the Christmas season and year-round is a sign, a component of a purposeful life, and we want to talk about some issues associated with why people give and the importance of giving and what giving gives back with a couple of people who are experienced in this realm. Melissa Berman is president and CEO of Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We also want to welcome Nicoletta Lamarca-Sacco, who's a Takeaway listener and is a volunteer, I believe, at the Bergen County Chapter Coordinator at the Asperger Education Network. Is that right, Nicoletta?
That is correct.
All right. Well, welcome to both of you and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Same to you.
I want to ask both of you about this study, which found in 2011 Americans were the most generous people in the world, the U.S. rising from fifth place on something called the World Giving Index to number one this year. Can I give you my theory about why that might have happened?
Absolutely.
Melissa,
sure.
It seems to me as though Americans, a lot of them, really worried about the implications of the recession from 2008 to 2010. A lot of people woke up in 2011 or late 2010 and said, wow, we survived. Let's be very, very mindful of those who might not have. And it boosted charitable giving. Melissa?
I think that's absolutely right on point. The American people have been committed to charitable giving since our country was founded. And study after study shows that the only thing that keeps people from giving money regularly in the U.S. is when they are, you know, fearful about their own personal financial security. But as some of the signs of the recession, at least for some people, have eased up, they're able to return to the kind of generosity that's the hallmark of how we like to be as a people.
Nicoletta Lamarca-Sacco, does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. I think that when people have faced hard times in the recent past, they have more than ever wanted to come together and give of their time if they can.
And how have difficult times for you, Nicoletta, translated into, well, you know what, I'm going to roll up my sleeve and do some volunteer work here?
Well, I've been involved with ASPEN, Asperger Education Network, since 2003. I think it's more a factor of time rather than money. Certainly, when we get donations from generous donors, we put it to use by boosting the media and books in our lending library for members. But mostly, we get together in support of parents and grandparents who have a loved one with Asperger's syndrome.
And, you know, depending upon your connection to the social safety network, it's not as though volunteering doesn't give back to a family, right, Nicoletta?
Absolutely. If you're out of a job, I think that what's missing besides money is routine. So if you know that the second Monday of the month you're going to have a meeting with like-minded people and support each other in their quest to help their children, that routine can really help you in turn.
She works for the Bergen County Chapter Coordination Network at the Asperger Education Network in Bergen County. She's on the line from New York. Also with us is Melissa Berman, who's the president and CEO of Rockefeller Philanthropy. You know, listening to what Nicoletta said there, Melissa, you know, my wife and I talk all the time about, you know, we've got to get out of the rat race. We've got to have a more purposeful life. It may mean less economically speaking, but it might end up meaning more meaning in our lives, and giving is a piece of that.
Right. It's a very important part for most of us of a life well lived, and we have various reasons to make that commitment to generosity. For some of us, it's our religious heritage, and for some of us, it's a family tradition. For others, it's a way to pass on values to the next generation and create a very meaningful family ritual that brings family together across the generations at different times throughout the year. So those are just some of the reasons why people find that an opportunity to be consistently involved in the charitable sector really helps them feel like a full person.
All right, Melissa and Nicoletta, let's conclude this conversation by getting into the images in your own life, the traditions in your own families that motivated you to actually take a leadership role in the scale in which you've decided to do so. Melissa Berman, when did you first determine that in your life, charitable giving or being involved in the charitable sector, as you describe it, was something that you needed to do?
Well, you know, I'm the daughter of a scientist and a librarian. So both of my parents were in the nonprofit sector, so to speak. And so having a sense that that was a way to contribute to society was something that my parents raised me with from the very beginning. In addition, you know, from the time I was a small child, one-third of my allowance had to be given to charity.
Is that right?
Yep. So that was something that was a given for me for almost my entire life. I can't remember a time in which it wasn't.
What was the first charity you chose to give to with your allowance?
You know, I think that I was. I think that it was probably UNICEF.
Huh. You know, it's probably mine too. Nicoletta, what in your life is the root of your sense of volunteerism?
Well, same here. I was brought up as Unitarian, and I do remember trick-or-treating for UNICEF as a very small child. After becoming an adult and having my first child diagnosed Asperger's and my second child not, I feel like it's really a circle of humanity. If you're raising two children that are quite different, a lot of people are, you realize one has special needs, and you just feel as though you have to raise them with a foot in each of two different worlds as a parent. And so if one of those worlds, through Aspen, can give children with social deficits a chance to socialize, then time and money with Aspen is very well spent. We still give to UNICEF because we think it's important, and other social charities that keep water clean and so on. But in terms of physically going somewhere and doing something, Aspen's been very rewarding. As my son grows up, I give advice to those who have children that are younger.
Well, all of the Christmas cheer that we can generate to all the givers out there, and share your story of what image in your upbringing makes you a purposeful volunteer or a purposeful giver around this time of year or any time of year. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks to Nicoletta Lamarca-Sacco and Melissa Berman. Nicoletta is a Takeaway listener. She's chapter coordinator at the Asperger Education Network in Bergen County. And Melissa Berman is president and CEO of Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. Happy holidays, folks.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy the day.